We're in the book of 1 Samuel today. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 6, and we resume our study in verse number 4. And Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin in chapter 6. Let's read verse 1. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. And they said, If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then they said, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emeroids and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. The emeroids, or the tumors, were a punishment for their sin. And the rats evidently were the way that God delivered that punishment to them. And so by offering these items to God, they were acknowledging that God sent the plague and that he had every right to send it. 5, wherefore, you shall make images of your emeroids and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Admitting guilt, when you're guilty, gives glory to God. It honors God. Few things are as disgusting as someone who justifies themselves when everyone, including they themselves, know that they are guilty. And so confession brings glory to God. 6, wherefore, then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them. Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Egypt's big mistake was not letting the Israelites go free. And the Philistine priests say, don't make the same mistake that Egypt did. They knew God's track record, so they knew their problem would not stop unless they did the correct thing in the eyes of God, unless they repented. 7, now therefore, make a new cart and take 2 milk cows on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the cows to the cart and bring their calves home from them. Cows have to be trained to pull a cart. That just doesn't come naturally to cows. And it is also unnatural for a cow to walk away from her nursing calf. So if these untrained cows begin to pull the wagon away from their calves, well, then the Philistines know this is of God. Has to be, because both of those things are completely unnatural. 8, and take the ark of the Lord and lay in upon the cart and put the jewels of gold, which you return him, for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. Send it away. Yeah, and if it goes, you will know that it is God accepting your apology, because that just would not happen naturally. If they go, the people will know that God is the one moving those cows, in order to receive the offerings from the Philistines. 9. And see, if it goes up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. So they're not, still not 100% sure that God plagued them with all these problems, but if those cows walk away from their hungry calves pulling a cart, having never been trained to do that, they'll know for sure. 10. And the men did so and took 2 milk cows and tied them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their emerods. And the cows took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them into the border of Beth Shemesh. These cows were doing the will of God, but they were lowing all the way. Did you catch that? Sort of the way God's people can be sometimes. They may do the will of God, but they don't like it much. And they low all the way. Verse 13. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. The return of the ark suggests an easing of God's wrath, at least in their minds. And that's one thing I really do appreciate about God. I mean, by far, I think that's what I appreciate about him more than ever, more than anything, I should say. His anger does not drag out. The Bible says it doesn't last forever. The Bible says his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for life. When we repent and confess, his anger is gone. And you see that illustrated here. 14. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they did cleave the wood of the cart and offered the cows as a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. They gave God offerings on the same day. When God does something to bless you, it's good to respond to him immediately with thanksgiving and whatever else you feel like doing. Don't forget to say thank you to God. Don't forget to show your appreciation to God. 16. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. The Philistines watched until they were satisfied that they had done the correct thing. They knew they would not have peace of mind until they satisfied God. Goes right along with what Scripture says. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. 17. And these are the golden emerods which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. For Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ashkelon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remains unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. God struck the fortified cities as well as the unwalled villages with the plague. You know, there are no defenses for God's punishments. They pursue and they strike no matter where the sinner hides or what kind of defenses they try to raise up against it. Repentance and confession are the only things that stop his punishment. 19. And he, talking about the Lord, smote the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. No one, not even the priests, were supposed to touch the ark itself. They certainly were not supposed to look inside. These people just became way too careless and way too familiar and chummy with Almighty God. They didn't respect him the way they should have. And God struck them dead because of it. 20. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall he go up from us?" And they are talking as if it's God's fault. He's so strict, we can't handle him. No, God didn't kill them because he is strict. God did not kill him because he is holy. He killed them because they were bad. Doesn't have anything to do with God per se. It's not God's fault that they were dead. It's their fault for being bad. It's just like it's not God's fault that people go to hell. People go to hell because they are bad. People don't go to hell because God is holy. People go to hell because they are bad. Because they have sinned. And justice must prevail. 21. And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down, fetch it up to you." The Israelites tossing the ark around like it was a hot potato also. Everywhere it went, there was trouble. And there was trouble because the people did not respect God, you see. The presence of God is never a problem. The presence of sin in people is the problem.